Shawcross, a lawyer who was a special advisor to Morgan Guarantee Trust of New York, as well as the two American banks in France, was later named chief prosecutor for Britain in the Nuremberg war crimes trials. In the 1950s, Shawcross, along with his friend Dr. Apps, formed the Society for the Protection of Foreign Investments of World War II, headquartered in Cologne, West Germany. Bormann's Operation Eagle Flight was substantially helped by the close connections with foreign banks and businesses begun long before the war. According to former U.S. Department of Justice Nazi war crimes prosecutor John Loftus, much of the wealth was passed out of Germany by German banker Fritz Thyssen through his bank in Holland, which, in turn, owned the Union Banking Corporation, UBC, in New York City. Loftus is president of the Florida Holocaust Museum and the author of several books on CIA-Nazi connections, including The Belarus Secret and The Secret War Against the Jews. Two prominent U.S. business leaders who supported Hitler and served on the board of directors of the Union Banking Corporation were George Herbert Walker and his son-in-law, Prescott Bush, father of George H.W. Bush and grandfather of President George W. Bush. The attorneys for these dealings were John Foster Dulles and his brother, Alan. John later became Secretary of State under President Dwight D. Eisenhower, while Alan became one of the longest-serving CIA directors before being fired by President John F. Kennedy in 1961. Both were original members of the Council on Foreign Relations. On October 20, 1942, the Office of U.S. Alien Property Custodian, operating under the Trading with the Enemy Act, U.S. Government Vesting Order No. 248, seized the shares of UBC on the grounds that the bank was financing Hitler. Also seized were Bush's holdings in the Hamburg America ship line that had been used to ferry Nazi propagandists and arms. Another company essential to the passing of Nazi money was the Holland American Trading Company, a subsidiary of UBC. It was through Fritz Thyssen's Dutch bank, originally founded by Thyssen's father in 1916, that Nazi money was passed. The Dutch connection tied the Bush and Nazi money directly to former SS officer and founder of the Bilderberg Group, Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands, who was once secretary to the board of directors of IG Farben, with close connections to the Dutch bank. Loftus noted, Thyssen did not need any foreign bank accounts because his family secretly owned an entire chain of banks.